Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Monica, host of From Heartbreak to Healed. I'm a life coach for women. I'm a wife, a mama, a granny, and a Christian. I help women turn their heartbreak into joy. After walking my own infidelity journey, it has become my passion to help guide you on your journey. This podcast is for the woman who is ready to heal her heartbreak and find joy on the other side. Let's get started. Welcome back to Podcast Wednesday. This week I want to talk to you about something I've been thinking about a lot. So I had a conversation this weekend with someone whose husband had an affair and it resulted in a divorce for them. And one of the things that when we were having this conversation, one of the things that she said to me was, "I think all men cheat in some way." And I don't know. First my heart broke a little bit because I'm like, oh, okay, we cannot have women who've experienced infidelity walking around in the world believing all men cheat. And it just has made me sad because a couple reasons. One, I posted a reel on Instagram this week, and one of the things that I had said in that reel was that I have a son, and I was just unwilling to believe that all men were the same. I would look at my son, and I knew that the world was worth trusting men again. And I looked at my son and I decided not all men cheat. And as my son has transformed in his own way and he has grown in his faith and he has deepened his faith and he has like fully committed to the Catholic faith, I continue to look at him and realize like, I'm just not willing to believe that. Now, I have also since gotten married to a man who I truly believe isn't capable of infidelity, and I have 100% complete trust in him. But I think it was really my son who was the catalyst for choosing that. And here's the thing about trust is we do have to choose it. We have to decide, and then we have to work towards it. So I wanted to share with you today just a few of my thoughts about trust. Number one, not everybody is deserving of your trust. Number two is that trust requires two things in order to happen. So let's dive into both of these topics a little bit deeper. Lisa Turkhurst just did a little talk in her stories recently that was so good, and she shared some of her thoughts on trust. I'm going to share some of what she said. I've been looking up studies on infidelity and getting a lot of information about the trauma of infidelity, statistics, lots of different things. So definitely more podcast episodes to come. But I was looking up an NIH study. It's the National Institute of Health. And it said that spousal infidelity is the most common reason for breakup, which is so sad, but yet so believable. So let's talk about distrust or trust or learning to trust for a second. So let's talk about that. And then we'll dive into what is required in order to be able to trust. So you do not need to trust everyone. And I think part of what we get to learn on this healing journey is deciphering who is trustworthy and who is not. And when someone isn't putting in the actions, the work to be trustworthy, then they aren't deserving of your trust. So how do you know? How do you know who's trustworthy and who isn't? And how do you rebuild trust? Well, trust requires two things: safety and connection. And oftentimes what will happen, and especially in experiencing infidelity, I see this with so many women that I coach, they prioritize the connection over the safety. And so they get so focused on the connection part. I've got to make this work. I've got to stay connected to him. He's my person. He's my everything. that they lose the safety part. So they don't stay in touch with their emotions. They become emotionally unattached. And so we have to remember that there's two things, safety and connection. And if you are with a partner who you can't get those two things combined, then you aren't going to have a trusting relationship. I heard Lisa Turkhurst say something in her stories when she was talking about it, about how if trust was broken in a relationship, it needs to be rebuilt in a relationship. Now, not specifically in the relationship where it was broken, but in a relationship with someone. And she's not saying, like, go find another man and build your trust. But that, I think there's two factors to the trust thing here. One is we have to learn to trust ourselves. We have to learn to trust our intuition. We have to learn to trust our gut. We have to learn to trust our emotions. But then there's also this trusting of men. And I'll be the first one to tell you, there was a time, there was a season where I didn't think that I would be able to fully trust a man again. And I was just content with being on my own. And I kind of had it planned out. Here's what I'm going to do till the kids grow up and move out. And then I'll do this and I can be by myself and I'll learn how to set up a camper on my own and I'll go camping. And I had figured out all of these ways that I thought I could be content on my own. And I could. I think that's really important, is finding contentment on our own before we jump into a relationship. But that's a topic for another day. So what is trust? And how do we rebuild it? The way Lisa Turkhurst described it was that trust is built by time plus believable behavior. So you have to have the believable behavior that can build the trust. And then that believable behavior has to happen over a long period of time. Here's what I can tell you. In my relationship, I spent 10 years in a relationship filled with infidelity. And I mean, I was in that relationship longer than that. But for 10 years, the last 10 years of the marriage was filled with infidelity. And there was no believable behavior, no consistent believable behavior over a long period of time. And I think that I didn't understand this. I'd never heard those words used to describe trust. But there was at some point that my brain just said to me, you're never going to be able to trust him again. And then I had to decide, am I okay being in a relationship where I don't trust him? Or do I want to try this on my own? And I just decided I wanted to try it on my own. Now, I think there was a part of me that thought once we separated, then he would be more committed to that believable behavior. Did not happen, which I'm grateful for now. So trust is time plus believable behavior. That is a tongue twister. So they have to create a track record. And I will tell you, in coaching women, there are a lot of men who do this. There are a lot of men who are willing to put in this work to create trust in their marriage again. And there are a lot of men who don't. And you got to decide which one you have. And then you have to make a decision from there. And I don't believe that I think we are worthy of a trusting relationship. And sometimes that means finding a new relationship. So there are the men who will put in the believable behavior for as long as it takes. And then there are the men who want to gaslight us and make us feel like it was our fault and tell us we need to just move on and that they've gotten over it and we need to get over it too. That's not believable behavior. That's not creating trust. And if you're in that kind of a relationship and you're like, I just don't know how to trust. Well, trust is not your responsibility. It's theirs also. It's your willingness to be willing to trust, but it's combined with their believable behavior. And so if the believable behavior is not happening, then the trust will not be rebuilt. So that could be a conversation that you have with your partner if you guys are trying to work it out and yet you'd see now that the behavior isn't there, then that's what you need to say to them. Listen to a podcast and it says trust is time plus believable behavior. And I don't feel like you're giving me believable behavior. Now, in some situations, they'll try to gaslight you on that one too. And then that might be your sign it's time to go or seek some professional help for them. But the other thing I wanted to mention quickly is that the other person we tend to start to distrust in this often is God. And it's really easy to lose our trust in him because we think, how could he let this happen? Why would he let this happen to me? And here's what I have learned in my own experiences. One, God can see so much farther out than you can. God knows what's coming for you. He knows what's best for you. He sometimes puts you in experiences that are painful in order to get you to the place that is a much better place for you. And God just, he doesn't have timelines. He's in no rush. He's in no hurry. And we just have to believe that he knows what's best for us. And he wouldn't put us in that situation if he didn't already know, one, what was coming, two, that we are able to move past it, and three, that we can take this experience and use it to become the hero of our journey and make life better because of it. So let's recap real quick. Trust. First of all, distrust, it's okay. You can get to a place where you decide, I will never be able to trust him again. And then you know that's usually your time to make a change. You need two things in order to create trust, safety, and connection. And how do you rebuild trust? Time plus believable behavior. And you do that believable behavior. You expect that believable behavior over and over and over. I don't even say you expect it. I think you know that the relationship is becoming trustworthy, the person is becoming trustworthy, when that behavior just continues to happen over and over and over and over. One of the things when we talk about safety, one of the things that is most important in the trust is emotional safety. So if you can't have big emotions about your partner's infidelity in front of them, then your relationship is lacking safety. If you can't come to them and say, this is how I'm feeling, or when you do this, I feel this. When you do this, it triggers me and I'm reminded of this. You don't have safety and you don't have connection in your relationship. And some people aren't capable of giving that in a relationship. Some people don't know how to do it. And that's where some kind of couples therapy can be helpful. And some people just aren't willing. But you have to have both of those things, safety and connection. You can't choose one over the other and have a completely trustworthy relationship. All right. Hope that was helpful for you. That wraps up today's episode. I would love for you to leave a rating with a review. Be sure to check out the show notes for all the other ways that you can hang out with me. If you're looking for more one-on-one help in your healing journey, I'm opening a few more spots for coaching. You'll get 12 weeks of one-on-one coaching with me, specific to your needs. You will also get a copy of my Joy Creator Journal, which is literally worth its weight in gold. Fill out the interest form in the show notes and I'll be in touch. Let's get you on the path to creating massive amounts of joy. Much love, Monica. And remember, joy comes in the morning.